Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Gun violence prevention leaders are urging Minnesota to take additional steps to reduce shootings and save lives. Protect Minnesota Executive Director Maggie Emery says the state's gun violence statistics aren't improving.
We're not seeing this reduction in rates of gun violence that the rest of the country is seeing. We're still high above pre-COVID numbers for gun violence. So I think Minnesotans are really aware of what's going on around them, spurring them to want to take action because they don't want to live at risk all the time.
Emery says Protect Minnesota plans to hold more roundtable discussions across the state to encourage public involvement in efforts to reduce gun violence. The National Weather Service says recent storms brought hundreds of lightning strikes across northeastern Minnesota and parts of Ontario, creating concerns about new wildfire starts. Meteorologist Carrie Flegel.
Over the fire, about 60 lightning strikes. And if you include the Arrowhead of Minnesota and portions of southern Ontario, we are on the order of about 600. As you guys know, it only takes about one lightning strike to start a fire.
Flegel says some areas have received beneficial rainfall, which could improve air quality over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, two northeastern Minnesota lawmakers are joining local leaders Friday to discuss the economic impact of this summer's wildfires. DFL Senator Grant Housechild of Hermantown and Republican Representative Roger Scrob of Ely will meet with state agencies, nonprofit organizations, and business leaders to address the financial losses and challenges facing the region. And today is the deadline for Minnesotans to pre-register to vote in the August 11th state primary. Election officials say registering in advance can speed up the voting process on Election Day. In other headlines, a federal judge has temporarily halted the proposed $110 billion merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers Discovery. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison joined a coalition of states challenging the deal, arguing it would reduce competition, limit consumer choice, and drive up prices. For 70 years, the Blaze Sparky Show has been a summertime tradition at Como Park Zoo and Conservatory in St. Paul. What began as a traveling seal act has become one of the zoo's most popular attractions, attracting thousands of visitors each summer. Senior zookeeper and trainer Allison Jungheim says today's show blends entertainment with education.
We want to make sure that we're highlighting natural behaviors that these animals can do because they're amazing animals. They're strong, they're agile. They move through the water beautifully. It's really fun to be able to showcase the things that they can do naturally.
The free show is held twice daily through Labor Day at Como Zoo. This is MNN.